Marie McLean. Sister in the wheelchair. Sister to build your faith.
You have two children?
Yes.
How sister? You are pregnant. You're crippled. Unable to walk. Bone stress. Injury to your spine. In a car. Now I must prevent a tragedy for you, yet unborn child. Because in a cramped condition, you have bad circulation in your hands. Feel cold, a little bit, touch them now. It will be difficulty for the child, so there will be no difficulty for the child. He could be born a mongoloid, but it won't be. You suffered from this condition for several years, 7 and a half. This has caused you to have such crippling point you can no longer walk. Now, sister, your hand is even gnarled. You've got rheumatoid arthritis on top of it. What's on your hand? Your hand's gnarled, isn't it? Hold it out there. Hold it out there. Straighten it. Move it. Bend it fast. That's it. That's it. Now bend it. Now make a fist out of it. Make a fist out of it. Hold your hand up. Hold it up. Ha ha ha. Sister, if I can help you there, you're unable to walk, unable to stand. I say you can stand. I say you can stand. Stand up. Now you're on your feet. Nurses, let loose. Sister, straighten the shoulder. Straighten up. Straighten the back. I command it. According to my work, command you me. Finish. Now, sister. Sister, I say walk. I say walk. First step you've taken in 7 and a half years, but I say walk. Walk out of that wheelchair. Get out of the wheelchair right behind you. Bring that wheelchair right behind you. Walk. Walk. Good job, Almighty. Walk. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Look out of shouting and dancing out. Look out of dancing out. Spirit of God. Walking. Walking.
Sister in the wheelchair. Sister to build your faith. You have two children?
Yes.
How, sister? You are pregnant. After a late in life to be pregnant in the condition you're in. You're crippled. Unable to walk. Bone stress. Injury to your spine. In a car. Now I must prevent a tragedy for you, yet unborn child, because in a cramped condition, you have bad circulation in your hands. Feel cold, a little bit, touch them now. There will be difficulty for the child, so there will be no difficulty for the child. You could be born a mongoloid, but it won't be. You suffered from this condition for several years, 7 and a half. This has caused you to have such crippling the point you can no longer walk. Now, sister, your hand is even gnarled. You've got rheumatoid arthritis on top of it. What's on your hand? Your hand's gnarled, isn't it? Hold it out there. Hold it out there. Straighten it. Move it. Bend it fast. That's it. That's it. Now bend it. Make a fist out of it. Make a fist out of it. Hold your hand up. Hold it up.
I've had to help you there. You're unable to walk, unable to stand. I say you can stand. I say you can stand. Stand up. Are you on your feet? Nurses, let loose, let loose. Sisters, straighten the shoulder. Straighten up. Straighten the back. I command it. According to my words, command you leave. Finish. Now, sisters. Sisters, I say walk. I say walk. I say walk. First step you've taken in 7.5 years. But I say walk. Walk down that wheelchair. Feel that wheelchair right behind you. Feel it. Bring that wheelchair right behind you. Walk! Walk! Good job, Almighty! Walk! Yes, God! Yes, God! Look at it, shout and dance it out! Look at it, dance it out! Spirit of God! Walk him! Walk him! You better rejoice! You better rejoice! 7.5 years! Walk out of here, sir!
She walking there rapidly! Walking very rapidly, without a walker, walking very rapidly.